The impact of COVID-19 is significant in just about every single sector of public life in the U.S. and beyond, certainly locally as well. The impact is also significant on the business community. That includes a lot of startup businesses, which are prevalent here at College Town near UNC. One of those new businesses is called Eats to Seats. We are joined on the phone by Mary Lacey Motley, who's a UNC junior and also the owner of Eats to Seats, for her perspective. Mary Lacey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Aaron, for getting on the show. I'm excited to talk about this experience.
So first of all, tell us about your experience just as a student. Obviously, everything is kind of up in the air and changing and transforming at UNC. What is it like for you as a student to go through that?
It's definitely been a very interesting experience. Given the timing, we were all on spring break when the decision to move classes online was announced. And it was just unbelievable. And I don't think a lot of us had processed exactly what was going on, given just the nature of spring break in general and everybody checked out. But reality hit pretty hard when everybody came home and classes were moved online. It's just a new lifestyle, and I think perspective is really important during that time. I'm a junior, luckily, but I have a lot of friends that are no longer walking on graduation, and those last 6 weeks are that milestone in your life. No longer really, it's not happening. So it's definitely been an unusual experience, but we just completed my first week of online classes, and it's going well considering just the situation in general.
Are different professors doing it different ways? Are different professors handling it better than others?
So this was actually interesting because it's really day by day. That's just the situation in general,
right?
But all my professors, we're all using Zoom. Like, the entire university is using Zoom. But at first, the tone was very much, we're going to continue classes as if we were in person. It's just online. There's a lot of suggestions of investing in webcams and investing in different online tools that can help you. And then the conversation started shifting as the realization of just how discriminatory having a system like this can be for those kids who don't have stable internet access at home, who don't have a safe learning environment, who are reliant on those work study checks to get through school, and reliant on these institutions that do so much more than just simply provide a classroom. And that's when the conversation and the tone really started shifting towards, okay, how can we just get through this together, and how can we create an environment where we can all hopefully find value out of it, while also creating a community and opportunity for people to hopefully find resources where needed. So it's definitely an evolving process, but I think for my professors specifically, the tone definitely shifted from, okay, let's go, to, okay, how can we help you? And that's been really amazing to see in this really just unstable crisis we're all living in. But
speaking with Mary Lacey Motley, again, UNC student and also the owner of a new starting up company called Eats to Seats, which is also facing the same challenge that everyone else is. So tell us about Eats to Seats. What is it and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Eats to Seats, I founded it this past year, and we just completed our actually first operational year, but we connect local nonprofits to a simple and reliable fundraising opportunity by staffing concession stands in sports stadiums. So we do this by subcontracting concession stands with food service providers at different stadiums we service, and restructure the traditional staffing process to give those smaller local nonprofits access to the financial support they need to really serve their missions. In addition to connecting nonprofits to fundraisers, we also offer food delivery during games, hence our name, Eats to Seats. So let's say you're in the Dean Dome watching the Duke-UNC game and don't want to leave your seat or wait in line. Eats to Seats will bring the food to you so you don't have to miss any of the game.
That's awesome. How was the first year?
So it was great. Definitely lots of learning curves. We expanded to several new schools before the start of the fall football season. And then alcohol was introduced, which completely transformed any idea or concept of what an operation would look like. So lots of learning curves, but overall a great year, and got to meet a lot of amazing people through it and work with a lot of great nonprofits locally, which has been a really rewarding experience.
So obviously everything's changing now, at least for the foreseeable immediate future with all those games canceled. How are you managing? How are you adapting?
Yeah. So my specific business, Double Dips, in two of pretty hard hit industries, which during this crisis, which is first the sports industry, which was basically shut down overnight. And then the second is the restaurant industry, which has tragically been impacted by this crisis. Mm-hmm. So almost instantly, my business was not operational, which of course was unimaginable. And as a new business, hard to process in weather. But ultimately, EatTheSeats was founded with community at the core, with a mission to invest in each place we serve. And if this crisis and moment has taught me anything as a new founder, it's how important supporting your local community is. Luckily, I am a student. I don't have a family to feed, and I feel grateful that I have the opportunity to kind of step back. But this pandemic has had and will continue to have a horrible impact on the local small businesses that are the heart of so many communities. And it's really the responsibility of every person, especially those entrepreneurs who understand how hard it is to start a business and get it running and keep it running, to support each other if at all possible. Order takeout from your local restaurants, donate to those organizations driving community support efforts. It's a time to do what you can to build each other up while it's most needed.
Yeah.
So it's been hard, but it's definitely been a moment of perspective and a time to step back and realize how we can help each other.
Speaking with Mary Lacey Motley, again, owner of EatTheSeats, UNC Junior. So what is next for you and what is next for EatTheSeats? Are you just on hold right now? Are you thinking about switching up the operation to something else? What is your plan?
Yeah, great question. There's been lots of talks of plans for, I think, students in general and probably just everybody in the world right now, but you can't really answer those questions when you don't know what the next 7 days will look like. I think my original plan was to go apply to some accelerators this summer and work on perfecting the model for the fall. But right now, I think my plan is just to see how the business's mission, which is to invest in the community, can translate in different forms. So yeah, I can't staff a concession stand right now or deliver food to your seat in the Dean Dome, but how can we reach out to those nonprofits that we've worked with and see where we can support if possible, and just pivot. But it's hard to plan, I think, in a time like this.
Anything else that people need to know about you, about EatTheSeats, about the situation and how people can help nonprofits, small businesses get through this?
Yeah, I don't think there's not much about me or EatTheSeats, but I think it's important. When I began this entrepreneurial journey, I was immediately welcomed into this very unique and tight-knit community of unusual, crazy people that decided to take a risk and run with their passions. And it really breaks my heart that many of these same people will be hit the hardest by an economic freeze. And I feel it's vital to remind everyone that despite the fact we're locked in our houses, we can still support our communities and our local businesses. And additionally, mental health is often a topic of discussion for entrepreneurs in their typical business journey, especially during those valley moments, those low moments. And it's becoming even more of a topic of discussion for everyone as we're all kind of in this weird state of isolation. But it's very prevalent for entrepreneurs who are experiencing such a big curveball that is uprooting everything. And if you have friends who have businesses, if you know local businesses that you are dedicated to, reach out, see how you can help. It's really a case-by-case basis. But I think it's a call to action for all of us, but to remind each other, like, yes, we're stuck in our house, but our community still needs us, and our businesses still need us, and our we still need a sense of community, so we all know we're in this together, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well said. Again, Mary Lacey Motley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.